obviously, my name's Colin Ham. I like playing sports a lot. That's really, I've always been doing that. You know, I love baseball, golf, a lot of activities. I do a lot of volunteering. My parents always strive for me volunteering and stuff like that. So I really try to do that a lot. And I just like leading people pretty much. I mean, I feel like that's kind of a turnoff for some people. Kind of people always say, like, don't always try to be the best at something. But to me, I feel like you have to kind of try to do that. You know, if you're not the best, you're not trying. So I feel like I'm always kind of trying to be the leader and, you know, people trying to lead things.
Makes sense to me. Where does that come from?
Well, really, my parents. I mean, they always have taught me to always try to be your best. And, I mean, even my coaches in school, like, they always just teach you to do your best and help, not only help yourself, but help others around you. And I think that's really important to succeed in not only sports, but also everywhere, in the job, office, stuff like that. Yeah.
I'm finding out, talking to the student athlete, and this is the outstanding student, so this means also not only your athletics, but your academics. I'm finding out that sports has given you the discipline in life for other things.
Yeah, I always say that sports is really the only thing keeping me going in school. I always say that because it really gives me a sense of strive to do good in school because, you know, you need to keep your grades up and everything like that. I am hoping to play sports in college as well, really just keep my grades up. But yeah, it gives that team aspect of, you know, to get something done in the world, you need a lot of people to do it. And you got to work together to do that.
You are here at Kutztown. You're part of the senior mentor program. You talk about leadership. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so our senior mentorship is, I believe it's a new thing around, at least here it's only been 2 years, but so we each have two kids, one or two kids we each mentor, and then they're all ninth graders, so it's really just us teaching them how to be in high school. I mean, usually ninth graders have a bad rap for being annoying or other stuff like that in the hallway, so we really just give them a step ahead to teach them how the ways of high school. We help them with their schoolwork if they need it. Really just all around just being a good person, we help them out with that.
We talk about the leadership of Colin Ham here at Kutztown Area Senior High School, and he's one of our outstanding students. I'm looking at class president, student council member, honor society. Jumping off the page is you are a volunteer firefighter for the Topton Fire Company. How does that happen?
Well, my whole family has always been in the fire service. My grandfather was, his father before that, my father. And it's really just something, it brings a community together. And, I mean, for help me, just helping people, I mean, you see a lot of rough stuff, and it's not great to see, but the people you do help, they just appreciate it so much, and I love doing it, and it's just a real sense of community that you can just help out when you can.
If you're paying attention closely here, leader, leader, leader jumps out with every single answer Colin is giving me. And there is a sincerity that you should be able to hear in his answers. Let's flip to sports, golf and baseball. Two sports couldn't be any more different. Explain.
Yeah. So I've played baseball all my life, and that was my number one sport. And then ninth grade, I started playing golf. I got into it since COVID. I feel like a lot of people have. And I just really loved it. My uncle always played. He taught me how to play. It's really that. So baseball is just a team sport. So it's getting back into your own mindset, learning how to solve problems yourself as well. It really helps me just not only work as a team, but also makes me backtrack to knowing how to do things myself, figuring out stuff, and just keeping the mental aspect to everything, not just team sports.
The similarity, though, is golfer, you're on the tee by yourself. Baseball, you're in the batter's box by yourself. Is that fair?
Yeah. Well, you get used to it eventually. You know, that first tee, everyone knows, is the hardest. So I really just try to, especially baseball now, just breathe. You know, it's everything with life. You just got to breathe and just be in the moment. You know, you're always made for the challenges that are at hand. So you just take them when you can.
I should point out that Colin had no idea I was coming today to talk to him. So these answers are just bang, bang, bang off the top of his head. He had no idea. Colin, let's talk a little bit about in golf. You made the districts, which was tremendous. Last year's baseball team made the state semifinals. That's two pretty remarkable achievements.
Yeah, we had five amazing seniors that we've always played together for the last 12 years, as long as I can remember. And those five seniors really helped out leading the team to – we struggled the last two years in playoffs. And, then, you know, when it clicks, it clicks. And we just had a really amazing season. And, yeah, I couldn't ask for anything better. This year we're going to the district playoffs, so I'm hoping to do that again.
You are about ready to walk and pick up that diploma. So I guess there's a flood of memories that you think about your high school years. You want to share a couple?
Yeah. I mean, it's rough to think about. You know, there's another step in life. And I don't really have a couple memories at hand, but it's just a lot of good times. I mean, this school, the teachers, it's such a close-knit community. And I couldn't ask for another school. I always say, like, if this school was three times the size, I would hate it. I mean, it's really cool how everyone's just friends, and it's just so close-knit.
A conversation with Colin Hamm, Kutztown High School's Berks and Beyond Outstanding Student.